Ladies and gentlemen, I have two more things on my agenda, old business, new business. Is there anything that I have forgotten? Who's that?
This is Steve Ford.
Steve Ford, yes?
Pardon me, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle
anyone.
That's right. Is someone going to come around and collect our name badges?
Why don't you leave them on the table? Leave them at your places. Is that a good... In the ALD, we should maybe. The ALD devices should come up to the head table where Peter is. Peter?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay, so bring your ALD devices. We're not done quite yet.
Not perfect.
Have I got it right? There's not anything else, right? We could have other committee reports, but generally. Is there any other committee that would like to present a brief report?
Madam President, this is Gabe.
Yes, go ahead, Gabe.
And is anybody tired of hearing from me yet?
No.
I would just like to, under the auspices of committee reports, thank those that have helped with the streaming this weekend.
Oh.
We've had a couple of different glitches, but for the most part, it's gone pretty well, I think. So I would like to thank Ken Metz, who was there and helped set up and get things going initially. John Glass and Rob Turner, who have been at the helm for many of the sessions.
Yes.
And Dan Kaiser. And, of course, none of this would have been possible because we have no clue where all the setups are without our audio guys, Brooks and Ronnie. So
Brooks
thank you
and Ronnie.
So much
yes.
to those guys.
Brooks and Ronnie flew up Thursday morning, and joined us in and hit the ground running and have been, busting, till 10, 11 at night. We thank them so much.
And they're here first thing in the morning, too.
Yeah. And they have run mics a lot, in this room. So, yes, who seeks the floor? Karen again.
Way in the back of the room.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. I think we should acknowledge one more person, and she's not here. She happens to be in Hawaii. But didn't Andy Tom do a great job with the mobility description of the hotel?
Oh, excellent. And, of course, just keep that mic, Ms. Schroeder. We would be remiss if we didn't thank our host chapter, the ACB Capital Chapter. Was hospitality good?
Yeah.
Despite, as you know, the hurdles we had to overcome. So what a fabulous hospitality suite and what a fabulous host committee we've had here. Okay, any other committee wishing to do a brief report?
Judy, what did you want me to do with this microphone?
That's all right. Oh, I'm sorry.
Welcome to Sacramento, everybody. I hope you have a wonderful time in Sacramento, and we are looking forward to having you back next year.
Great. Thank you, Karen. I forgot to give you a chance. Pam Metz.
I told you, Pam, when I'm in a good mood. Pamela, when I'm not.
Good morning, everybody. This is Pam Metz. I was, first off, this has been a fantastic convention. My puppy enjoyed it. The trainer said his tail was wagging the whole time. For him, it was fantastic. I want to say, when I ran last year, I had a goal in my candidates form. And one of my friends here reminded me of it. I will not say her name. Mm-mm. But I want to ask if anyone is willing to help me get the Association of Multicultural Concerns Committee back up and running on its feet. Okay.
Who was that? Wait a minute. Let's get some names here.
Get some names, please. Because
who said I'm interested?
Just
Lisa Cushman. Who else? James Chamberlain. Who else? Anthony Signorello. Artist, could you... okay, James, Anthony.
Because for me, I serve on the Multicultural Concerns Committee on the national level. And diversity is very important. And we live in a state, it's probably one of the most diverse states in this country. And so that means we need to start pulling in all cultures and working on rebuilding it.
Did we hear another volunteer?
The names I have so far are Lisa Cushman, I just want to make sure. Anthony, Jim Chamberlain, was there another? Okay.
Jeff, great. And Raphael.
Jeff who?
I didn't know if there was another Jeff.
Okay.
But that is my goal, to get this back up and running, whether we set it up as a committee and or as an affiliate. But we need to get it back on its feet.
Great.
Madam President?
Ken Metz.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm going to do the same thing. I mentioned it the other day in technology to start and see what the interest is. And there was a lot there of the diabetics, CCB and diabetics organization or affiliate, not even committee, I think affiliate in that case, so that we could work with ACB Diabetics in Action.
That's Olivia Ostergaard is willing to help,
okay,
Ken.
Olivia.
Anybody else interested in that? I want to thank Ken for taking on the responsibility of managing, you know, the phone calls that come into the Southern California area. Yeah. We're so pleased. Yeah. Just a second, to have our second vice president working with us there. I heard somebody say, Madam President, that's my name. What's your name? Christy.
Wherever I go.
Just a second, who's that? Please.
This is Christy.
Hang on just 1 second, Christy. Who is that? I'll recognize you next, Lisa. Go ahead, Christy. Go ahead.
I just want to give a brief report that the crisis committee has helped three people in this past year. We have a budget of $2,000. If you guys want us to help more people, you got to give us more budget. Basically, the money's gone for this year for helping one person. With the what we needed for last year was based on housing, and basically with both the Ellen Murphy Trust, which we've helped somewhere between 6 and 8 people, the majority seems to be health concerns and homelessness. And that's my report. Thank you.
Thank you, Christy. And if we bring in some big bucks, you can bet we'll do our best to put some more money in that pot. I'm sorry, Lisa was next. And who said, Madam Chair? Vivian, you'll be after Lisa. And Peter... And I'll put you in the queue?
Yes.
Okay. So, Lisa, you're on.
Okay, thanks. On listservs, there's been some interest in creating an LGBT CCB affiliate. I know I'm interested, and I want to see if there's anybody else interested in working to create such an affiliate here in the state.
I think we could certainly put out a call on the connection on some list, Lisa.
Okay.
And see, you know, where we could go with that.
Okay.
I've already said I'm interested.
Great. Okay.
We could work on it.
Maureen, good. I've got you, Maureen. I've got Anthony. Okay. And that's a good start. So the next person who sought the mic is our Vivian Younger, our chair of our membership committee, and didn't she do a great job presenting that award to the Empire, Redwood Empire chapter?
Okay, hello everybody. I wanted to say that what our committee would like to do is to do more person-to-person contact, so phone calls to different presidents, and also connection with the member-at-large individuals, so that we can just be able to, if there's any questions that you have, or if we can be supportive of anybody here, or the chapter presidents and what you're doing, that'd be greatly appreciated. We also would like to reach out to the newly blind. That's kind of our focus for this year. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Vivian. Peter, there's a lady seeking the floor, but she won't say her name. So if you want the floor, you have to call out and say your name. Okay, Katrina, I'll recognize you after I recognize Peter. So, Peter.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, I just want to remind people that anytime, if you want to donate to a special fund at CCB, just call the office and let them know that you want to donate to a special fund, such as the CCB Crisis Fund. And if we get additional funds, we can allocate funds for, help more people. So it's always an option for people to, to donate to any special CCB funds.
Okay, Katrina, and
yes.
I want to particularly thank you, Katrina, for your generous donation at Dining in the Dark the other evening.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was thankful I could help. I could do it. My suggestion is that they did a very nice job describing the hotel in the program. Don't throw the program away since we're coming back next year, so you have it ready to read, or maybe read it before you come.
Oh, we will definitely. Now we could actually put that up online. Anytime we start putting up stuff for next year's convention, we're going to not ask Andy Tom to do all that work and then not trumpet that description. Any other business to come before this convention? Otherwise, if there is none, we will go to the door prizes. Four more monies. Do we have anything else besides money? Okay, let's give two sets of 50. And tell us for who the first two... there ought to be some reward for staying till the bitter end, right?
Well, the very last one, it has like a chocolate bar or something in it, so that'll be the grand prize.
Okay. Okay.
It wasn't bitter at all.
Wasn't bitter at all. Okay.
So we have from ACB
ACB Capital Chapter 25 and Greater Los Angeles 25. So, Peter, are you still up here?
Yeah.
I'm going to pass it down to Peter. Let Peter draw the... Pedro Romero. Pete. Oh, that's you, Pete. Okay. I think he's not in the room. No, I'm teasing. I am going to draw the last name. And who is the remaining $50 from, Sarah?
SBCCB.
25. That has a candy bar in it. And another one. Thanks again to ACB Capital Chapter. I'm shaking them up. I'm smushing them around. Rosemary Chase. Is she here? Fabulous. Ladies and gentlemen, I declare the 2018 Conference and Convention of the California Council of the Blind adjourned.